I just want to confirm whether do we constitute the necessary quorum that all Mpumalanga, you are heartily welcomed, Honorable MEC, to the meeting. I see in this meeting the presence of members of Parliament, myself, Honorable Karen Fesser, Honorable Nkosi Ethel, Honorable Mikalakis, Honorable Isaac Mbulelo Sileku, Honorable Martha Bartlett, Honorable Shahid Sheikh. Yeah, we are sufficient. We think that we can start with the meeting. Moss?
Chairperson?
Moss, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Chairperson.
Yeah, just round up other members of Parliament who have not yet logged in so that they do so, please.
Noted, Chairperson.
Yes, with that, let us start with the meeting. My computer is sometimes failing me, but I'll try my best to ensure that it is sorted out. Within 2 minutes, we start with the meeting. Those who have logged in, about 8 honorable members of this committee. As you are aware, we have invited the Department of Culture in Mpumalanga province, led by the MEC, to come and brief this committee in respect of the status of interventions in selected municipalities in the Mpumalanga province. I think there are about 7 municipalities when which the MEC invoked Section 106 of the Municipal Systems Act to investigate certain matters in respect of these, of those municipalities. And in my list, I have the Palisade, I have Lekwa, I have Govan Beki, I have Bushbuck Ridge, I have James Moroka. And some of these municipalities we have either visited in the past years or we have interacted with such municipalities. Some of them, there were serious interventions like the invocation of Section 139 of the Constitution, where in the view of the provincial government, it felt that these municipalities were not fulfilling their executive obligations under the Constitution. Hence, it took some powers of these municipalities. But specifically for this session, we are not doing Section 139 interventions or reports that we receive. We receive reports in terms of the Municipal Systems Act. As we know, Section 106 of the Systems Act spells out exactly what is it that the provincial government needs to do, especially the MEC for Kokta in a particular province, where there are issues that border on fraud, maladministration, corruption, and allegations, and all of this must be investigated in one way or the other. But it doesn't end there. The provision of that law also indicates that once such a decision has been taken, the MEC must accordingly inform the National Council of Provinces about that, and that is obligatory. Well, the MEC can also inform other players like the minister, but they've got to accordingly inform the National Council of Provinces. And once that is in process, once the investigations are concluded, whether these are forensic investigations or whatever form of investigation, the NCOP must be accordingly informed through the tabling of the reports to the NCOP as well as to the provincial legislature. That's what the provisions of Section 106 stipulate in this particular instance. With those, let us start with the meeting. We are fresh from holding a very successful local government elections. Just over 2 weeks ago, the people of this country have spoken. They have chosen the parties of their choices. They have chosen councillors of their choices. Let's hope that this time around, our councillors will do everything within their power to turn the tables around, to make the whole system of local government work. And that can only be possible when bodies such as this committee and other bodies exercise their oversight functions optimally so that we are holding them accountable of their own actions, and where wrongdoing or deviation happens, we make the necessary recommendations about what needs to be done. And where successes are happening, we highlight that to showcase that there are those men and women out there who are committed to make sure that they serve their people and that they accomplish the developmental objectives of local government. With those words, as I said, all of you are welcomed. Good afternoon, Honorable MEC of Kokta.
Afternoon, Chairperson.
Are you okay?
Let me. Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay, Chairperson.
We're looking forward to having
May you. May I switch off my video, Chair, because of the weather? Sound in the space is not good. It might affect the. Yes, I will not be audible enough.
Okay. Yes, it's okay. What we are going to allow you, I can see that we have about 7 municipalities. Dr. Pixley Kaisaka Seme, Govan Becky, Le Kwa, Dr. J.S. Moroka, Dipalise, Nkomazi, Efeni, and Bushbuck Ridge local municipalities. There are about 8 municipalities. We, in the interest of facilitating a good presentation, we'll give you between 40 minutes or so to give us that presentation about this, those municipalities, and we'll take it from there and see how it goes. Without further ado, over to you, Honorable, and take us through, and in the process you can highlight on how you want this presentations to be facilitated. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Let me greet you, Chairperson of the Select Committee on Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Honorable T.S.C. Duduvu, and also to greet the honorable members of the Select Committee from different provinces that have logged in. I will not mention them by name, Chairperson. Chairperson, I will go point by point as indicated, because there are municipalities that we have not yet received the feedback, but however we have received the feedback, like before the we are going to election on the 1st. So as I have also attached the attachments, the appendix there that are detailed, those municipalities are not indicated there, but I will give just the synopsis of the report. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Let me quickly go to the page that is talking about the peoples. Will you please select that page 2? Yes, slide number 2, Chairperson. The purpose of this presentation is to request the National Council of Provinces to note the progress made in interventions in Legwa, Dr. Pixliga Isaka Seme, Gavin Mbeki, Dr. J.S. Moroka, Dipaliseng, Emalahleni, and Bushbuck Ridge local municipalities in terms of Section 1061, subsection 1B of the Local Government Municipal Systems Act of 2000. The background, Chairperson, and introduction on the next page, slide number 4. Chairperson, there is currently no provincial intervention in any municipality in the province. The only intervention currently under implementation is a national intervention in Legwa, in terms of Section 139, subsection 7 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. The Legwa municipality, the municipal council was dissolved, and an administrator, Mr. Johan Metler, was appointed on the 28th of May 2021.
Recording
the department
stopped.
Conducted investigations in terms of Section 106, subsection 1B of the Local Government Municipal Systems Act 2000 in the following municipalities: Legwa in July 2018, Dr. J.S. Moroka on March 2020, Dr. Pixliga Isaka Seme, June 2020, and Gavin Begi in June 2020. The reports and the findings were handed over to the municipalities for them to develop action plans and implement the findings as follows: Legwa on the 8th of July 2020, and Dr. J.S. Moroka, Dr. Pixliga Isaka Seme, and Gavin Begi on the 6th of October 2020. The department further provided support to the municipalities to develop action plans to respond to the investigation reports. All the above mentioned municipalities submitted their action
recording
plans
in progress
that were approved by the respective councils. The department has also instituted Section 106 investigation in the Dipaliseng, Nkomazi, Emalahleni, and Bushbuck Ridge local municipality. The investigations have been completed in the Balusang local municipality on the 16th of September 2021, at Nkomazi local municipality on the 1st of October 2021, and at Emalahleni local municipality on the 12th of November 2021. Investigations are still ongoing in Bushbuck Ridge local municipality, and the investigation reports for Dipaliseng local municipality, Nkomazi local municipality, and Emalahleni local municipality have not yet been tabled to the respective councils. They will be tabled to the new council, Honorable Chairperson. Let me quickly go to the next slide, Chairperson. That is the answer in terms of the Pixliga Isaka Seme local municipality. In that slide, Chairperson, the municipality has made progress in addressing the findings of the Section 106 investigation report. A number of short-term solutions have been addressed, Chairperson, and the municipality has instituted consequence management against officials currently in the employ of the municipality who have been implicated in allegations of wrongdoing. The municipal manager has been suspended and is undergoing disciplinary processes, and the PMU manager is also on suspension and undergoing disciplinary processes. The municipality has not taken any action against former employees who have left the institution but are implicated in allegations of wrongdoing. Chairperson. The municipality must report cases of fraud and corruption to the law enforcement agencies. And the municipality has resolved five of the findings, where eight are in progress and one has not yet been addressed. And the findings made against sector departments have not been addressed by the respective department. The detailed information, Honorable Chairperson, is on the attachment that I have also provided, that are starting on page, let me quickly check the slide where the detailed report, the annexures are starting. It's starting on page 16 going forward. It's detailed in terms of what is it that have happened in terms of the action plan of this municipality. Chairperson, let me now go and present you the analysis of Governor Mbeki local municipality. Yes, the municipality has made a progress. We are in Governor Mbeki. Will you please go back? Yes, Governor Mbeki, yes. Thank you very much. The municipality has made progress in addressing some of the findings. There are still some findings that the municipality has not made any progress on. Only two findings, Chairperson, have been resolved. One, by the resignation of the CFO. Six are in progress, and two have not been addressed. The municipality has initiated disciplinary processes against implicated officials. The municipality must also take action against former officials and councillors who are implicated in wrongdoing but have left the institution. The action being taken against service providers implicated in wrongdoing is very lackluster, Chairperson. On the annex charts, it gives the information in this regard, Chairperson. The municipality has reported cases of fraud and corruption to the Hawks, and these are being investigated, Chairperson. Let me now quickly go to Ligwa local municipality in terms of the analysis. The municipality, Honorable Chairperson, has made progress in addressing some of the findings. However, there are some findings that municipality has not addressed. Four of the findings have been resolved by the municipality. Five are in progress, and they have not processed two of the findings. The administration has committed himself to ensuring the implementation of the Section 106 investigation report, and law enforcement agents are investigating the allegations of impropriety in the municipality.
Honorable MEC,
Chairperson,
you've dealt with the third municipality.
Yes, Chair.
And let me tell you my observation, which is a serious concern. In
yes,
all respect, you're saying these are the findings, we are addressing these findings, the matters are with the law enforcement agencies, they are before this particular committee, how many people were suspended and all of that's what you are doing. This meeting is recorded live on television, and South Africans would want to know. In each instance, what was the allegation about? And this is the third municipality. You are not telling us that the allegation was about the stealing of money, was about this kind of financial misconduct. It involves housing, it involves home, and these were the amounts which were involved in the process, and that in itself warranted us to institute an investigation. And there's a third municipality, and I try to follow you quite properly, but you're not saying anything about telling us the nature of the allegations that were in place at that time. And that is my concern. And I'm sure this is a concern of members of the committee. They want to know, what was this allegation all about? What does it entail? And throughout, you are not saying that. And I'm sure you'd agree with me. If you can just try to address that as well in your presentation, that will really, really help us. Thank you very much.
Okay. No, thank you very much, Chairperson. It means that I would request the person who's flagging the report just to go to the annexures, because the report, I may go back, Chairperson, if you allow me to do that, I will request the person who is flagging the report on the screen to go on page 17. It means that I will get to Pixliga Isaka Seme so that I can present each case, Chairperson, if you allow me. Yes, this slide number 17 in the screen. Yes, Chairperson. Thank you very much, Chair. Let me go back to Pixliga Isaka Seme, Chairperson. On allegations, as indicated on the screen, Chairperson, there were acts of maladministration level against the office bearers and employees, and also interference by the executive mayor in the administration of the municipality. And the findings was that the executive mayor and some councillors do interfere in the administration of the municipal council, and that the executive mayor did instruct Njali Zimema attorney to act on behalf of the municipality. The instruction by the executive mayor was unlawful, and the payment to Mjali Zimema attorneys was therefore irregular. As a result of the unlawful instruction and the irregular payment, the municipality incurred a loss of 194,828,050 legal can see it. And also in terms of the progress as submitted by the municipality on the Chairperson, that the training of the office bearer, all councillors, on roles and responsibilities of councillors took place on the 4th of March 2021, and that the council committee established to investigate the matter has exonerated the executive mayor. It found that the executive mayor acted lawfully when he instructed the attorney to act on behalf of the municipality as per his delegations. Chairperson, in terms of the comment that those findings have been resolved. Then going to another allegation, Chairperson, it was the act of maladministration level against, yes, it's the same allegation. The finding was that the executive mayor issued instruction to stop the payment of Councillor Uchi
Recording Shabani stopped.
Whilst waiting a response from SALGA and COCTA. And the progress that have been made is that the municipality requested that the MEC for COCTA remove Councillor Uchi Shabang from office due to him being absent from work for a long period. Councillor Shabang was removed as a councillor. That has been resolved, and that the municipality has plans.
Recording in progress.
It is the duty of the municipal manager to ensure that those plans and targets are met. The interference by the office bearer has an adverse effect on the implementation of the service delivery and budget implementation plan of the municipality. And the progress made, all office bearers wait on their roles and responsibilities on the 4th of March 2021, and that has been resolved. Another allegation, Honorable Chairperson, was the irregular payment of overtime. On the next slide, still in Dr. Pithila Isakasemi, the findings was that the allegation is substantiated. In some instances, people work more hours per day in excess of what the law and the policy stipulates. The municipality must adhere to the overtime policy and applicable legislation. The progress made in that finding was that we are on finding allegation number two. Would you please move in terms of the slide? The next. Let me continue. Managers to report on all overtime monthly, and the top management monitor the implementation of the police. That is in progress, Honorable Chairperson. In terms of the vacant position to be filled as a matter of agency, prioritization of the filling of pool is dependent on the financial position at the time for the municipality. And the municipality has made progress in addressing the finding, Chair. And on another allegation number three, will you please move the slide? On non-implementation of municipal council resolution or wrong resolutions are passed, the findings was that council resolutions are not implemented, some partly implemented, and in some instances resolutions are taken without following correct procedures. And the progress made up to so far is that the mayoral committee and oversight committee of council are briefed on the implementation of the council resolutions on a monthly basis, and the MM and the manager legal attend all council meetings and are given opportunity to advise council. That have been resolved, Honorable Chair. On allegation number four, in terms of underspending of MEC funds, will you please go to another slide? The findings was that, Honorable Chairperson, the resolution of the municipality to implement the MEEC-funded project internally resulted in Mr. Mpangeva, the PMU manager, registering on the system as the contractor and the consultant. And progress submitted by the municipality is that consultant appointed for 1 year, and the contractors were appointed for the 2021 financial year. And Another finding is that Mr. Mpangeba was a referee and a player at the same time. And this led to the floating of procurement policies, DPKISLM 7. That this he did in contravening of the key principles of MIG policy framework. For example, Mr. Mpangeva in one of his reports reported that the MIG was utilized 100%, and which was not true. The National Treasury picked up when the municipality requested a rollover of 4.1 million that was not spent. And that in terms of the progress submitted, Chairperson, is that the acting MM, Mr. N. Mugako, appointed to investigate as per the disciplinary code. At the special counsel sitting on the 20th of April 2021, the acting MM was appointed to investigate the matter. And on the 2nd of June 2021, Mr. Mpangeva was suspended. And on the 3rd of August 2021, Council referred the matter to the disciplinary board. The matter is still under the consideration of the disciplinary board. It is in progress, Chairperson. And that is the resolution of the municipality on the next slide. The resolution of the municipality to that the role of the municipal manager is in requesting and signing of the letter of the rollover be investigated. And the progress submitted is that the municipality appointed an investigation team to investigate the matter. The report was submitted to council on the 20th of April 2021 and the MM was subsequently suspended and disciplinary processes are currently underway. On the 3rd of August 2021, Council referred the matter to the disciplinary board, and the matter is still under the consideration of the disciplinary board. It's still in progress, Chairperson. Still on the allegation of underspending of MIG fund, is that official who are on the next slide, Chairperson? Yes, officials are involved in creating fictitious orders, PMU, a manager, together with supply chain, be investigated and charged. And that is the progress, Chairperson, is that the CFO, Mr. N. Mugako, appointed to investigate as per the disciplinary code. The report to be received by Monday on the 29th of February 2021, service provider on the site investigating. And the issue of the disciplinary action be taken against the PMU manager, Mr. Mpangeva, for reporting that 100% of the MIG fund had been spent when in fact it was not. And in terms of the progress, on the 2nd of June 2021, Mr. Mpangeva was suspended, and that on the 3rd of August 2021, Council referred the matter to the disciplinary board, and the matter is still under the consideration of the disciplinary board. On the next slide, Chairperson, on finding number 5, the allegation number 5, which is irregular extension or termination of contracts for service, a provider, abuse and non-compliance with the supply chain management process. It's that in terms of the findings, is that all officials and councillors involved in contravention of the supply chain policy be brought to book and disciplinary action be taken against them. The progress thus far is that municipality to be vigilant on supply chain management processes and avoid any violation of the SEM policy. That is in progress. And on allegation number 6, abuse and non-compliance with the supply chain management processes, including fictitious quotations and our suppliers. In terms of the findings, is that based on the proof of payment as well as the appointment letters, It is evident that the supplier for the pitches of SCDN vehicle for the executive mayor was appointed and paid for the vehicle, while the bid evaluation committee was still busy evaluating the bid or tender, which is tender number T25/2018, was signed by Mr. Buthelezi, who had no authority to sign as he was neither the accounting officer nor acting in the accounting officer's capacity. And the progress thus far is that no action since the investigators found that the official involved are no longer in the employ of the council. That was not resolved, and that the fictitious orders were issued to evoke trading amounting to 125,000 An item has been prepared to council to instruct the disciplinary board to finalize the investigation on the matter because it relates to financial misconduct. The matter will serve to in council before the end of August 2021, and the comments there is that on the 3rd of August 2021, council referred the matter to the disciplinary board. The matter is still under the consideration of the disciplinary board. It means that it is still in progress. Then on allegation, on the next allegation, in terms of the abuse and non-compliance with supply chain management, Chair, is be taken through disciplinary processes for their alleged involvement in creation of fictitious orders. And the progress is that on the 2nd of June 2021, Mr. Mpangeva was suspended. The municipality is in the process of reappointing the presiding officer and prosecutor for the disciplinary hearing. And that on the 2nd of June, Mr. Hadebe was placed on suspension, and that on the 3rd of August 2021, council referred the matter to the disciplinary board. The matter is still under the consideration of the disciplinary board, and that the internal controls implemented in the financial system and operations of the SCM unit monitoring is ongoing. On allegation number 7 on the next page, in terms of non-compliance, recruitment, selection procedures, and nepotism, the findings was that the appointment of the chief officer was unfair. Post of the researcher and HIV coordinator should have been re-advertised. The appointment of Mr. Masego as chief risk officer was unfair. The progress is, according to the investigating committee, all the processes were followed. It was not the decision of Troika to the secondment of the appointment of Mr. Masego that have been resolved, and that Mr. Shabangu should immediately go back to position of HR manager to the office of the speaker, be reversed, and then investigated, disciplinary measures instituted. In terms of the progress is that the HR manager secondment reversed, that have been resolved, and that the acting were made in contravention of Section 56A Roman Fica 2 of Local Government Municipal Systems Act number 32 of 2000. And the progress is that corporate services is providing support, guidance, and report on all recruitment that have been resolved, Chairperson. On allegation number 8, in terms of the council conduct the investigation on the conduct of the executive mayor and the municipal manager in the acting appointments of the said individuals without obtaining council resolution, The findings was that council conduct the investigation on the conduct of the executive mayor and the municipal manager in the acting appointment of the said individuals without obtaining council resolution. And the progress is that council committee investigated the executive mayor and found no violation of policy, and that the municipality appointed an investigation team to investigate the matter. The report was submitted to council on the 20th of April 2021. The MM was subsequently suspended and disciplinary processes are currently underway that have been resolved. And in terms of the acting appointment were made in contravention of subsection 56, subsection 8, Roman Figure 2 of the Local Government Municipal Systems Act number 32 of 2000, which the finding is that the acting allowances paid to individual wrongfully appointed to act be recovered from them. And the progress thus far is that on the 30th of August 2021, Council referred the matter to the disciplinary board. The matter is still under the consideration of the disciplinary board, and the service provider appointed to investigate the matter. That is
recording in progress.
On the next allegation, number 9, which is failure to complete initiated projects. The finding was that the appointment of contractor on turnkey basis should be reconsidered. And the progress is that the turnkey basis for procurement has been found to be a legally sound provision, and the SEM policy will be aligned. That is in progress. And that what councillors must inform their constituencies on which project belongs to the municipality and how they will be implemented. And the progress was that COVID-19 impacted negatively on public meetings. What committees are being utilized to convey the information to constituencies? That is also in progress. And on the allegation number 10, which is irregular selling of RDP houses and empty stands. The findings was that officials of the Human Settlement Department are not allowed to access and enter certain wards without a prior approval of certain ward councillors. And that in terms of the progress is that no interruptions reported in this regard. And that that is in progress, and that there are complaints of people staying in houses that were not allocated to them. The beneficiaries of the houses do not have access to the houses allocated to them, and Councillor T.A. Mazibuko's name featured prominently herein. And the progress is that council has appointed an independent investigator to investigate the matter, and the investigation are continuing. On allegation number 11, would you please move the slide? I'm now on allegation number 11, appointment of subcontractors. Yes, that one. The community is not informed on how subcontractors and community liaison persons are appointed, which create an impression that councillors are the ones responsible for such appointment. Progress is that training of councillors took place on the 4th of March 2021, and the appointment of community liaison persons and their responsibilities. That has been resolved. And on allegation number 12, yes, Shembe Church and AFM Church stands. It's about that. Then findings was that people have built houses on the stands belonging to the churches, which stands have been registered to these churches to inform the church to consider private eviction processes. The church was informed, and that was also resolved, Chairperson. Chairperson, there are also overarching issues in terms of this report on the next slide. Allegation number 13. Yes, on allegation number 13, that there is a total collapse in the human settlement department, particularly with regards to the allocation of stands. And the findings was that the provincial Department of Human Settlement conduct a verification process to check if the people living in the houses are the correct beneficiaries. And the progress submitted was that COCTA has submitted the matter to the Department of Human Settlement and no response have been received. Finding it's still not resolved. And that a meeting between the MEC for COCTA and Department of Community Safety, Security and Liaison be held to address the conduct of SAPS members in false trust in investigating some of the unlawful eviction done by councillors, municipal officials and SAPS. And the progress is that COCTA has submitted the matter to the Department of Security Safety, it's not DCSS, it's DCSSL, it's Department of Community Safety, Security and Liaison. No response has been received. And the matter is still not resolved, Chairperson. I'm done with Pixley, Dr. Pixley Isakaseme. I'm now moving to Gavin Mbeki, Chairperson. Allegation number one, in terms of Gavin Mbeki, is that there is non-compliance with the recruitment, selection, and acting appointment, including nepotism. The findings was that appointments that were not made in accordance with the policies and procedures, supervisor, water and sanitation, cashier, head cashier, secretary to the full-time councillors, TLB operator, assistant mechanic, heavy vehicle drivers, secretary to the MM special project, special project coordinator, executive secretary of the mayor, artisan, sewer net distribution, water network distribution, clerk on water and electricity reading and billing, DDSCM and contract management, executive secretary to the MM. That is the finding, number one, and that progress is that the municipality has instituted disciplinary processes against all officials implicated in wrongdoing. Disciplinary processes are underway, and that the speaker wrote to Councillor Ngonono, giving her an opportunity to explain herself on the allegations contained in the report, and she has denied the allegation. Councillor Ngonono was the executive mayor. And that the recruitment and selection of employees at the municipality is greatly influenced by certain political office bearers. The former executive mayor, Councillor Tiwai Ngonona, as I indicated, and that policies circulated to portfolio committee and the LLF for input. The another one is that 12 acting appointments were made during the two financial periods without compliance with the acting policy. It's when the policy was circulated to portfolio committees as well as local labor forum for inputs that have been developed. And another, okay, we are still continuing, Chair, on the findings in terms of the first allegations, conduct skills audit of all officials in the municipality. And the progress is that the skill audit was conducted internally using tools made available by COCTA and Mpumalanga, 1,146 forms captured in the system, 916 profiles are appearing on the system, 230 forms captured but profiles not appearing on the system, and 57 is still outstanding. There is still a progress in that regard. And the other findings is that skills development plan should be developed and appropriate training be provided. Progress is that the workplace skills plan was compiled and submitted to LG CETA. The work skills plan was approved by LG CETA on the 5th of August 2021. Another finding to that is that implement performance and management system. Progress is that PMS has not been cascaded to lower levels. Only directors and some deputy directors are being assessed. And in terms of the recruitment and selection policy, that must be reviewed. The recruitment and selection policy was approved by Council as per Resolution AO. 28/03/2021. Allegation number two, on the appointment of the chief financial officer on the next slide, yes. Chief financial officer was made in contravention with the Local Government Municipal System Act number 32 of 2000. Read together with applicable regulations, and the findings was that the appointment of the chief financial officer was in contravention of the act, in that he failed to comply with the minimum requirements for the position as published in the regulations. He received a basic level of competency and no employment contract and or performance agreement was concluded within the time frame as stipulated in the Act as per the Council resolution. Progress is that the employee has since resigned effective from the 28th of February 2021, and the matter is now closed. The next allegation, number three. Yes, on non-implementation of Municipal Council resolution. The findings is that there is no proper process in place to monitor the progress of the implementation of the council resolution, and that is some head of department are not held accountable non-implementation of council resolutions, which result in resolutions not being implemented and overlapping into the following financial year. There are a number of municipal council resolutions which were not implemented, but some were in the process of implementation and as such have not been implemented. Then progress thus far is that council resolutions are tracked and reported to council on the quarterly basis. And in terms of the disciplinary board, was established to investigate allegations of financial misconduct in the municipality and to monitor the institution's disciplinary proceedings. And the progress that was submitted by the municipality is that council resolved to augment capacity of the disciplinary board, and an advert has been issued for the appointment of an independent member, while Treasurer seconded an official to serve on the board. Interviews were held for the disciplinary board. A report is awaiting a council approval that have also been resolved. And in terms of another finding, which is on the on the other slide, is that an area of concern is still the write-offs of movable and immovable assets for the period ending on the 30th of June 2017. A total of 1,258 assets carrying value of 13,337,061 were written off. No documents have been provided to substantiate the writing off of these assets despite the request made in respect of the same. Then progress submitted is that the report was submitted to council with the write-off of 13,337,061. And however, after realizing an error on the report, a new report was submitted and approved for a write-off for an amount of 5,728,536. That is Council Resolution A78/08/2017, which was then affected on the AFS. This resolution then replaces a resolution A68/07/2017. And the UIFW, which is the unauthorized expenditure, it's an acronym for unauthorized expenditure, irregular expenditure, fruitless expenditure, and wasted expenditure strategy and policy have been developed. And the policy was a workshop with all councillors and approved by council. That is the council resolution number A012/01/2021 that have been resolved. Moving to another allegation, number four, in terms of irregular or maladministration in the awarding of bursaries. Yes, we are there. The findings is that no bursaries were granted during the two financial periods. Therefore, there was no contravention of the existing policy in this regard. And that limited training was given to employees. And also that the lack of skills development is indicative of non-compliance with the applicable legislation in ensuring growth and investment returns on the skills development and training of employees and investment returns on the skills development and training employees. The progress thus far is that total planned training beneficiaries of 187 females and 299 males training following interventions are planned for the third quarter. ORHVS Energy hazmat technicians under fire and basic electrical also under energy, POPI Act training and also hygiene and cleaning and machine operator training. That is in progress in terms of the training that are continuing. On the next allegation number five, irregular extension or termination of contracts for service providers. The findings is that there are a number of service providers providing services without service level agreement concluded with the municipality, and that some contracts are regularly being extended on a month-to-month basis without justification causing reliance on expired contracts during a dispute. The progress is that contract management committee has been established and members appointed in writing by the AMM, the TOR for the committee is to monitor conditions of a contract. Another one is that notice should be given to service providers at least 3 months before expiry contracts. And progress is that notices have been issued for the contract that GMM has terminated. And some contracts are being terminated haphazardly without compliance and or consideration of contractual rights and obligation. Progress is that Contract Management Committee has been directed to assess all services without contracts. A number of contracts through panels have been established and contracts have been signed. Chairperson. And on the next allegation. Okay, well, we're still continuing with this irregular extension of termination of contract. Yes, another finding is that there have been numerous litigation cases instituted by service providers as a result of non-payment of invoices for services rendered, which stem from the contract signed between the service providers and the municipality. And that Mavuta Contractors Director and Senior Engineering Technicians of the municipality are linked. And the progress thus far is that letters have been written to the following service providers to respond to the allegation against them, and the municipality is still waiting for their response. They did not respond to the first letters, and follow-up letters have been written to them. The contractors are Xola Pty Ltd, Lima Lukawe, and Mavuta. That is still in progress. Continuing of the findings on the next slide, some contractors are regularly being extended on a month-to-month basis without a justification, causing reliance on expired contracts during disputes. There are service providers with linked a directors, hashtag and Vuma Gonke. And another findings is that some sources indicated that Councillor Nkosi and Councillor P.D. Mtshali both derive benefit from the relationships that the municipality has with Sinotile, Vuma Gonke, and Lucky Boy Enterprise. And the progress that was submitted by the municipality is that the following service providers are challenging the report in court: Vuma Gonke Transport and Project System and Sinotile Transport and Project System. Check to the municipality, Motlaseleke Incorporated, and the Department of Culture to court to set aside the recommendations of the Section 106 report insofar as it relates to them. And the SP in the matter implicating the Chief Whip has applied to court to have the findings set aside. And Councillor Nkosi is no longer a member of the GMM, which is the Governing Body Municipality Council, and the matter is out of GMM jurisdiction. It's still in progress, that one. Continuing of findings, some sources have indicated that Councillor Nkosi and Councillor P.D. Mtshali both derive benefit from the relationship that the municipality has with Sinotile, Vuma Gonke, and Lucky Boy Enterprises. And the progress that was submitted by the municipality is that the standard operating procedures are still in progress of development. And that certain preferred service providers are frequently enlisted to provide services and goods despite the availability of other service provider on the then existing panel. Some of them do not have a service level agreement, and the others have allegedly been paid without confirmation of having to render services or deliver goods for the municipality. Municipal manager to report directors of certain companies to the Hawks. The progress is that the matter has been reported to the Hawks and relevant documents have been handed over. Criminal case was opened under case CAS 136/2/2021. Relevant documents have also been handed over to the hall. That is in progress. On allegation number 6, irregular and underspending of municipal infrastructure grant and water services infrastructure grant, the WISIC, and the failure to complete initiated project. The findings was that municipality has over the two financial periods experienced challenges in the expenditure of funds allocated for municipal infrastructures. In the financial period of 2018-2019, the municipality had budgeted and implemented 10 infrastructure projects, of which 4 were carried over the financial period of 2017-2018 and were completed during October and December 2018. From the allocated 65 million allocated for the financial period of 2018-2019, by June 2019, the municipal had only spent 94%, which was due to the implementation of the acceleration plan. Factors which contributed to the underspending of the MIC ranges from the late procurement to community disruptions, and as such, the appointed service providers commence with work late. And there is no progress that was submitted on these allegations, and the matter is still not resolved. And on the next findings, that the project management unit at the municipality should operate independently so as to enable members to perform their duties and responsibility in accordance with the code of a good practice, and that PMU must regularly monitor the project and prepare progress reports to ensure proper spending in accordance with the implementation plan, and that the municipality should encourage community involvement and participation, and that the municipality should avoid continuously appointing one service provider but should appoint different and competent service providers who are able to meet all the specifications of the bids in accordance with the policy. There is no progress that is submitted up until now, and the matter is still not resolved. On item number 7, allegation number 7, in terms of failure to complete initiated projects, the finding is that the municipality has experience challenges in the completion of initiated projects, and that we have discovered that the municipality had budgeted and implemented 10 projects during the financial period of 2018-2019, of which 4 projects were carried over from the financial period of 2017-2018, and accordingly were completed during the period of October and December 2018, and that the challenge experienced by the municipality in this regard ranges from the late procurement to community disruptions, and as such, the appointed service providers commence with work late. Community protests in some areas of GMM resulted in contractors not having access to sites for delays. Heavy rains in the area during the rainy season result in sites not being accessible, and because of the clay soil conditions, resolved. Then on allegation number 9, in terms of abuse of and non-compliance with the supply chain management processes, including advertising of tenders without complying with SEM processes, the findings were that some transactions involving Sinotile Transport and Project CC and Vumagonke Transport and Project CC by way of deviation were irregular and done without compliance with the Local Government Municipal Finance Management Act and Supply Chain Management Policy. And that the payment of invoices from Sinotile Transport and Project CC, Vumagonke Transport and Project CC, Amcoil Africa Pty Ltd, and Lima Lukawe investment amounted to irregular expenditure. The progress that was submitted is that letters have been written to the following service providers to respond to the allegations against them, and the municipality is still waiting for their response. The Xola Pty Ltd, Lima Lukawe, Mavuta, Amcoil Africa Pty Ltd, Lukawe Investment, and this is still in progress. Another findings is that 16 transactions were recorded on the deviation register, but the same were not reported to the municipal council as per regulations 36 sub-regulation number 2 of the municipal supply chain management regulations, and that the appointment of hashtag Imvumo Pty Ltd for the provision of security guard at Region 2 in Secunda for a period of 36 months was irregular and invalid. And the progress submitted is that no responses were received from these service providers, and the municipality has written follow-up letters. The following service providers are challenging the report in court: the Vumagonke Transport and Project System, Sinotile Transport and Project System, hashtag took the municipality, Mokasiseleke Incorporated, and the Department of Culture to court to set aside the recommendations of the 106 report insofar as it relates to them, and that COCTA and Mohlasi Seleke are defending the matter, and that is in progress. Allegation number 10, disciplinary action against employees. The findings that the disciplinary action to be instituted against the following officials implicated in wrongdoings: Advocate T.M. Gininda, Mr. H. Ramuleta, Mr. S. Rasmendi, Mr. T. I. Pungwayo, Mr. E. Mkompe, Mr. S. Mkwana. The progress submitted is that the disciplinary processes have been have started against the implicated officials. The matter of Mr. H. Ramuleta has been finalized and he was found not guilty. The disciplinary processes for the other officials are currently underway. That is in progress. I'm done, Chairperson, with Governor Mbeki. I'm now moving to Ligwa, local municipality. Allegation number 1 for Ligwa is that there are no proper controls and financial stability in the municipality. The municipality has a financial deficit of 300 million, is over indebted, and is behind on SARS and ESCOM debt payment. The findings was that non-compliance with paragraph 65, subsection 1 and 2E of the MFMA, which states that the accounting officer of the municipality is responsible for the management of the municipality and must take all reasonable steps to ensure that all money owing the municipality be paid within 30 days of receiving the relevant invoice or statement, unless prescribed otherwise for certain categories of expenditure. The ESCOM statement from 2015 to 2017 indicates interest paid on arrear amount of 67,043,021.89. Paragraph 32, subsection 1(2)(b) of the MFMA states that unauthorized, irregular, and fruitless expenditure in case of irregular or fruitless and wasteful expenditure is after investigation by a council committee certified by the council as irrecoverable and written off by the council. And the progress that was submitted by the municipality is that an arrangement existed through a court order since 2017. There are four companies that pay directly to Eskom. The municipality pays 15% of its equitable share. The municipality pays a weekly amount of 500,000 to Eskom in line to cash flow project that is in progress. Allegation number two, about the municipality has an irregular expenditure of 1 billion as per the audit report. The findings is that paragraph 32, subsection 1, subsection 2B of the MFMA states that unauthorized, irregular and fruitless expenditure in case of irregular or fruitless and wasteful expenditure is after investigation by a council committee certified by the council as irrecoverable and written off by the council. And the progress submitted is that the municipality has since approached provincial and national treasury to assist in the development of a realistic payment plan post an assessment of the municipality financial position from the actuariate point that is in progress. Allegation number three, for the past three financial years, the municipality's budget was not funded. Findings is that there has been non-compliance with Section 18 of the MFMA Act number 56 of 2003. The Provincial Treasury's review of the Ligwa Local Municipality MTREF budget dated 26 May 2015, and it is indicated that the budget had a deficit in the amount of 654 million and was unsustainable. Treasury's recommendation had not been implemented. And the progress submitted is that from 2020, the municipality is operating with a funded budget support by provincial treasury. All our equitable share have been paid and none withheld. That has been resolved. Allegation number four, may I drink water? Thank you, Chair. On item number four, allegation number four, appointment of the service provider, the valuer, compilation of the new general valuation role and the extension of the existing general valuation role contrary to the Local Government Municipal Property Rates Act of 2004 as amended. The findings was that the appointment letter prepared by the Ligwa Local Municipality for grade same number PTY LTD and noted that the appointment letter signed by the municipal manager is not in the letterhead of the Ligwa Local Municipality. And following the recommendations, the municipality has ensured that all official appointed letters are done with official letterhead and that a filling register has been implemented to ensure improved filling and location of documents, and that a capacity gap exists within the record management section corporate services to finalize specifications for service provider to support implementation of record management and facilitate a capacity. the finding is being addressed. And on the allegation number 5, yes, the municipal manager has disbanded the supply chain committee and invoked a municipal supply chain management regulation number 2 of 2005, hereafter referred to as regulation 32, without fully adhering to the requirements of regulation 32 sub-regulation 1. The findings was that the municipal manager has disbanded the supply chain management committee and invoked section 32 of the supply chain regulation since the committee were not functional. The municipality may suffer financial loss as a result of lack of competitive bidding. And that section 32 was invoked by the municipal manager and was resulted in the abuse of the supply chain management prescripts. Lekwa Local Municipality appointed R&D Mrazane Trading on the 5th of January 2018. Although they have received permission from Uthulela District Municipality on the 16th of January 2018, the appointment of R&D Mrazane Trading is not in line with Regulation 32, Subregulation 1D, since the paragraph required that other organ of state and the provider to consent to such procurement in writing. But we have noted that the permission was provided by Uthulela Local Municipality on the 16th of January 2018, after the company has already been appointed by the Lekwa Local Municipality. And the progress that was submitted by the municipality is that the executive mayor, in consultation with the council and advised by the disciplinary board, issued a warning as recommended by the Section 106 report of the municipal manager that have been resolved, and items still continue. According to Clo Consulting Pty Ltd, the contractor was provided with the BOQ, which the contractor completed at a much higher contract amount than he was appointed for. This resulted in a portion of the quantity being taken out, namely the elevated steel tank. And another one is that no evidence was provided to the investigators that all the requirements for Regulation 32 were complied with by the Lekwa Local Municipality. When appointing the consultant, NAGO, LISO Consulting Engineers, and the contractor, Takron Pty Ltd, using Regulation 32. And the progress that was submitted is that the executive mayor, in consultation with council and advised by the disciplinary board, to issue a warning as recommended by Section 106 report to the municipal manager. That was resolved. Allegation number 6. It is about the recommendation made by the municipality bid evaluation committee and bid adjudication committee were never considered by the municipal manager. The finding was that the municipality did not appoint the recommended contractor as per the report of Clo Consulting, and that the evaluation report prepared by Clo Consulting was sent to the municipal manager for their consideration on the 16th of January 2018. However, the Lekwa Local Municipality decided to ignore the recommendations and appointed Tapiwe Logistics and Kalandra JV. And the progress that was submitted is that the municipality has finalized the recruitment of a CFO, which has been vacant for 3 years. This will ensure stability and accountability in all SCM matters. That findings was resolved. Continuation of allegation number 6. have also noted the appointment letter of Tapiwe Logistics CC and Kalandra Trading 621 Pty Ltd JV, which is dated 5 January 2018, although the evaluation was performed on the 16th of January 2018 by the consultant. The content of the appointment letter indicates that in its sitting during a meeting held on the 8th of January 2018, the Municipal Bid Adjudication Committee considered the bid and resolved to recommend for your appointment. The progress submitted is that since the finding, all SCM committees have been refreshed and capacitated through the incorporation of EMISA for the 2020-2021 financial year, and that the inconsistencies of the dates as indicated above is an indication that the committees appointed by the municipal manager were not functional and the municipal manager failed to take necessary action against the committees. In terms of the progress, there is also scheduled annual trainings for all appointed members of SCM committees by a provincial treasurer on allegation number 7. Service providers appointed in terms of Regulation 32 were paid an estimated amount of 8 million rand on the 3rd of February 2018, while the site handover meeting was scheduled for the 5th of February 2018, which implies that the said service providers were paid before any work was done. However, local cooperatives who were also appointed in terms of Regulation 32 have not been paid to date. The findings is that payments to service providers for work not performed were made by the Ligwa local municipality on the 3rd of February 2018. It was a Saturday on the instruction of the Deputy CFO. And the progress that the recommendations and will be implemented within the prescribed legislated and legal framework. And that the invoices for the total amount of 2,283,970.71 were rejected by the consultant, the Clow Consulting, since there was no work performed. Payment certificates, which indicates the percentage of completion for project before payment may be made, were also not compiled. The contractor submitted their invoices directly to the municipality and they were paid for work not performed. And the progress submitted is that since the finding, all projects referred to have been verified and completed. The matter was resolved. Continuation of allegation number 7. The finding is that Takron Project Pty Ltd claimed an amount of 990,270 from Ligwa local municipality using the summary of schedule they were using at Water Sisulu local municipality to claim payment certificates. Progress as submitted is that corporate services to establish the circumstance leading to any transgression by all mentioned officials and recommended appropriate remedial action in line with a collective main agreement and disciplinary code for all employees. And that the consultant certified the payment certificated as correct on the 29th of January 2018. There is an indication that there was a collusion between the consultant and the contractor, since the consultant certified work not done as a corrected. In terms of the progress as submitted, corporate services to establish the circumstance leading to any transgression by all mentioned officials and recommended appropriate remedial action in line with collective main agreement and disciplinary code for all employees, and that corporate finding and report to be handed over to the disciplinary board, and that the legal service to provide legal opinion in relation to the recommendation to blacklist the mentioned service provider, considering that all work was completed, certified, and handed over. That finding is still in progress. Allegation number 8. The local economic development unit is not run properly by the municipality. The LED wants all project tenders to be awarded to the local contractors. It has also been established during our investigation that the LED is actually a group of local business people who wants to take control of the municipality. It has further been established that it is bullying the municipality into implementing a decision it has taken without consultation. The progress submitted is that the recommendation is noted. This process will be guided by approved policy of Ligwa Municipal Policies of Ligwa Municipality and the CFA and PMU to develop a monitoring tool that ensures 30% local content in all bid specification. National Treasury Circular to be implemented. The finding is still not yet addressed. Item number 9, allegation number 9, there are no procurement plans in the municipality and no competency bidding. The finding is that the municipality budget is on a deficit and makes it difficult to fund municipality services, and the procurement plans are also affected as there is no competitive bidding. And the progress submitted is that the municipality has refrained from using Section 32 since the findings of all projects are subjected to competitive bidding in line with a recommendation. And that an awareness for the development of departmental procurement plan has been raised. However, there are noted capacity gaps and that the municipality to solicit support within COPTA and provincial treasury. That is in progress. Allegation number 10, municipal infrastructure grant fund were not spent in terms of the MIG framework and applicable national benchmarking by the end of December 2017. MIG was not spent in terms of the MIG framework and applicable benchmarking. The progress that was submitted is that the recommendation are noted and that due to locked budgetary allocation processed by Treasury, the municipality has been overtaken by time, thus funds withheld in 2017-2018 cannot be recovered. In 2018-2019 and 2019-2020, the municipality spent 100% of its MIG allocation. For 2020-2021, the municipality, with the support of MESA, is on track to spend all its MIG allocation. Corporate service to extract their investigation to the recent recommendation. That is in progress. Allegation number 11, incapability of the municipality to deliver basic services in a sustainable manner, namely sewage, spillages, unreliable supply of electricity and water shortages. The findings was that during our investigation, we have noted incapability of municipality to deliver basic services in a sustainable manner, namely sewerage, spillages, unreliable supply of electricity and water shortages. The evidence submitted to us reveals that this is substantiated. During the time the investigation team was on site, we experienced electricity outages and lack of water firsthand. And the progress submitted is that electricity challenges are noted. However, this is a countrywide challenge from ESCOM, and that the municipality has also been thwarted by ESCOM due to a national maximum demand limits, which negatively affect our customers. Majority of our electricity customers are not prepaid electricity, where the instances incorrect billing of our conventional customers finance will investigate. The matter is not yet being addressed. Continuation of allegation number 11. There are certain works which never have electricity or water supplied to them. We have evidence which shows 36% of the municipality's active water meters showed no consumption as at 26 September 2017. We have not had confirmation on number of meters being repaired since then. We have not informed how many of those meters were in the areas where there was no water. The progress is that the municipality has since conducted an infrastructure assessment, identifying gaps and also providing costing. This assessment is supported by MISA, COPTA, and Rainbow Water. And that in 2020-2021, MIG budget has been earmarked to deal with water and sanitation, wherein matters of sewer spillages and Vaal River pollution are to be addressed. And that GSDM, the Gertsebande District Municipality, is an implementing agent on behalf of Department of Water and Sanitation, attending to Rooikopen sewer spillages with a project worth plus minus 50 million rands. And that the municipality has not yet addressed this finding. Moving to
I'm worried about time. As much as I said, you must highlight the allegations and especially the amount that were spent and what you are doing to resolve the problem. I want you not to go read sentence by sentence. Just give us a summary and move to the other allegation. Give us a small summary, go to the other allegation. Otherwise, we are not going to finish. You have been on the platform for more than 1 hour, 30 minutes now, and this is a bit worrisome. And I want to give members of parliament more time to engage with your presentation as well. We have this meeting until 7:30. If you can just consider that, find a way of just giving a total summary without reading every allegation. Okay, thank you very much. As you proceed.
Okay, thank you very much, Chairperson. I will try and summarize, Chairperson. In terms of Dr. J.F. Moroka, let me just check how many allegations were there. Okay. No, in terms of the PJS Moroka allegation number one, in terms of misusing of funds, Chairperson, the finding was about the bodyguard of the executive salary of the bodyguard of the executive mayor, and which is at the threshold of 205 million. point 4, and that chair, the municipality has written a letter to the executive mayor and also to the manager, Mr. Monku, who was acting MM by then, and he responded, Chair, in terms of requesting of the clarity and the information. This allegation, Chair, is not yet resolved. Is still outstanding with that amount, as I indicated. And also another one of another old bodyguard, Chair, where the bodyguard was paid a total amount of 123 million from July 28 to February 2020. And also, Chair, that allegation is still not resolved. It is about the misusing of public funds to pay over to certain officials to work, Chairperson. And on allegation number 2, it was about the abuse of mayoral vehicle, the full cost that was incurred in 7 months' time at the tune of 122,744,000 Chairperson, and the kilometers in terms of the vehicle is also indicated there, Chair. And also in 2019, the issue of the total cost that was paid, Chair, is also indicated there. And also, Chair, in terms of the progress in that regard, Chair, the matter is not yet resolved with the amount that is indicated in that slide, Chairperson. And on the next allegation, Chair, it's also about the hike, Chairperson. It indicates the number of kilometers that we traveled, as well as the cost of the fuel that was used, Chair, by March. Chairperson, in terms of the liter, it indicates even the liters that we used there. And also, Chairperson, may I also indicate that finding is not yet resolved, Chairperson. And also the allegation number 3 is about the implementation of council resolution, and it indicates in terms of the final IDP that was approved, and that the municipal manager have implemented his own organogram, and in terms of which is not in terms of Municipal Systems Act, and that allegation or the finding is not resolved, Chairperson. And also allegation number 4 about Mr. Ubega, security guard, Chairperson, and that Mr. Ubega, the total cost of the security guard for Mr. Ubega, who was the then municipal manager there, was from March 29, 2019, on the 29th of March 2019 to the 5th of December 2019, amounted to 341,794, according to the invoices that were provided by that time. And the letter was written to Mr. Kubeka. However, the report was not yet resolved. The matter was not yet resolved. And on allegation number four about the municipal manager using a security company. It's the same, that one, Chair. It also talk about the municipal manager, allegation number four. Then on allegation number five, it's about the misuse or abuse of council asset, where assets of the council were used, and the grader with that registration DPS 525 MP was stolen while was parked at Nokaneng Community Hall around October, and that grader was not found, Chaperson, and that the letter was written also to the former executive mayor, Mrs. Rampedi, and the issue is not yet resolved. And also Mr. Hlongwa indicated that he was instructed by the fleet manager, Mr. Jackson Masangu, to leave his tag and the key inside the grader. And that was also denied. And in terms of the responses that was submitted, it's that Mr. Masangu, Mr. Skosana, Ms. Skosana and Ms. Hlongwa, who were the driver. Mr. Hlongwa was the driver, and the other two officials were transport officers, and they were finished also with the letter was also written to the former executive manager, Chaperson, and also were also written to the officials that I have also mentioned, so that they can be able to respond to the issue of the misuse of council assets, and also those findings were not yet resolved. Only letters that were written to them. And also, Chaperson, another officials, other officials were also finished with the letters. You, Mr. Mohale, Nakambe, it's Mr. Makweng and Miss Sikosana, who are also transport officers, and they finished them with the letters, and the in terms of the comment, Chaperson, the matter is still not yet resolved. There is no consequence management that we affected to the officials. In terms of the findings number six, that was about the water tanker with that registration that spent the amount of 13,243,129 on fleet cards, and the amount it indicates that the amount was reduced in May 2019, since the municipal manager grounded all the motor vehicles of the municipalities. However, there are other amounts that were spent at your super quick Robertsdal at the tune of 29,895, and also another one for vehicle tires at the tune of 29,638, Chairperson, and also that finding is not yet resolved, Chairperson, and there is also an indicative of those fleet registration fleet number where amount we used, like the one that was used in January 2019, that registration of that water tanker is FBW 096 MP. They charge 15,312. It's not yet resolved. Where municipal petrol cards and fleet were abused, and also still on the allegation number 6, there is an indicative of the amount of 74,846 also was used in the water tanker, and also the water tanker with that registration, the same registration. In 2019 January, the fuel cost was at 35,691, and there is a trader there with that registration of the LX 129 MP, where the cylinder had to be repaired at Pretoria, and at the tune of 15,888.24, and on that date, on September, there is also a current service repaired at the cost of 28,166. Including the amount of 2,943, which was for towing. It indicates that the odometer of that grader was at the tune of 9,660 kilometers. Also not resolved that allegation or that finding. And on the 5th of December, a grader was repaired. And also on the 6th of July, at the cost of 7,788, and the grader on that time, the odometer was not as indicated on that it was a 9,660 kilometer, but it was now indicative of 4,731 in terms of the odometer, and that grader for the repairs of that grader was at the tune of 51,843. Another grader is indicated there with the registration of FFV 094 MP was repaired. Tires were changed at Sesfikile Auto in Siyabuswa on that date. The cost was 65,600. And the cost for repairing the grader between December 2018 and 2019 was at the tune of 120 1,475. And also that was never resolved. Still on the abuse of municipal fleet, Chairperson, as indicated there, in December, Pretoria Motor Engine, where the odometer of that grader was at 245 kilometers, and with the opening odometer at 6,569, and 140 liters of petrol were fueled at the cost of 2,133 per person, and also it indicated that the grader was fueled in the evening at about 18 hours. It was in December 2018. And also at Spatani in the morning. It means that it was fueled in the evening and also on the 7th in the evening and on the 8th in the morning, Chairperson. And also the issue of odometer is also indicated there on the same page where the card was also used at H&S Motors Shell in Middelburg and also at NRG Kamiar R Sasol in Siabuswa on different times, and the cost there at Motor Shell, it was 400 liters at the cost of 6,636, and the odometer is indicated there. Chairperson of where the card fuel card of a grader was used, and the matter is still not resolved. And also the fuel card was also used again on the 11th of December 2018 at Sakane Convenient Engine in Mamelodi with that odometer. In terms of kilometers and the registration is as indicated there FFV 094 MP Chairperson and according to the logbook Chairperson that registration was used by Mr. Stephens Maditse from 2016 to 2018, and the grader was based at Falbank under roads and stormwater. The issue was not resolved, and the following one, in terms of bazaars that were awarded to Ms. Peladi Reba, Chairperson. Something just disturbed me, Chairperson. My apology. On that one, Chairperson, in terms of bazaar that was awarded, Chairperson, it indicated that Dr. J.S. Local Municipality did not come complied with when they awarding a bazaar to Ms. Peladi Reba that she was attending grade 12 at her school, based in Witbank, and the letter also was written to the former executive mayor and Ms. Rampedi as the corporate service a manager, and the matter was not resolved, but they were informed so that they can be able to respond back. They did not respond, but the findings was that that bursary was allocated wrongly to Ms. Palito Rivers, and the budget the bursary amounted to from 2015 to 2017 amounted to 318,319.84 cents, and though the allegation is not yet resolved. And also, there is also a bursary that was awarded to Ms. Mahadi. It indicated that it's Boshomane, the daughter of Councillor Boshomane, Chairperson. And that that budget, that bursary amounted to 487,191.24 cents annually, Chairperson, and they have also written a letter to Councillor Boshomane, and he responded back requesting further information on the issue leveled against him, still not resolved, Chairperson, that matter is still not yet resolved. And there is also an allegation in terms of appointment of Katlego Sekwala, Sekwala's daughter, and the findings indicated that Ms. Katlego Sekwala, her application is dated 27 March 2014 for the position of what committee coordinator, and Ms. Katlego Sekwala appointment was on the 24th of August 2016. And the advert, job advert, when Ms. Sekwala was appointed in 2016, was not in her personal file. When you are on conducting interviews, you need to file everything in the personal file, but it indicates that that the advert was not there, and Councillor Sekwala didn't never declare to the municipality that her daughter is being employed by Dr. J.S. Moroka, as she was supposed to do that, and the letter was written to Councillor Sekwala, but the matter is not yet resolved. And also appointment of Ms. Sarah Nkwane and Ms. Gwelo Ntuli, the wife of Councillor Madonsela, they were also employed. It also indicates that the job advertisement and the qualification letter were not in her personal file. Only the CV qualification, ID copy, driver's license were in the file, and the letter was also written, and the letter is still not yet resolved. And also the appointment of Ms. Manteka and Ia Maja, the wife of Councillor Ntlayane, and The matter is also not resolved as per the letter that was written to Councillor Nhlayane. And the matter of abuse of Regulation 32 in terms of appointment of service providers, the finding is that...
Let me see. Just wait a bit. I need to talk to members of parliament so that we decide what we do. Honourable members, the presentation that the Honourable MEC is making is very much important. Even though it is long, it is very, very much important. We are scheduled to be in this platform until 7:30. And I'm worried of the time and the pace, notwithstanding the fact that the information itself is very, very much important. I want us to have a very quick discussion so that we decide what we do. There are three possibilities. Is that we allow the MEC to take their time to give us the information, and that we next week reconvene again on an urgency basis because of the importance of the issues that the MEC is raising. If the MEC is not going to finish with a presentation, we must have another session next week specifically on these municipalities. All of these municipalities are important. And if we want to exercise our oversight function very well, we need to take our time and really understand all of these issues so that we go to the bottom of it. That is the first proposal I'm making, that she must finish. She may not take all the municipalities, and that next week we reconvene again on an urgency basis, finish the municipalities and get more time to can have a discussion and go deeper into all these issues that are raised, so that we must maximize or optimize our oversight function. The other way is for her to rush, finish, so that we have more time today to engage with the presentation, which I don't think that it is going to be fair. I want us to open a discussion a bit so that in the process we must decide what we need to do because of the nature of the presentation, the number of the municipalities that we are dealing with. Over to you. Just quickly give me the guidance on what we can do under the circumstances. Honorable Enoch Mthethwa.
Thanks, Chair. Looking at the report itself, Chair, there are a lot of areas that are still need to be finalized and unfinalized. I thought, Chair, if we can hold it here, it can help us a lot and also allow them to fill up all the gaps of the unresolved matters. There are a lot of them, Chair. So it won't help us to discuss a report that is incomplete.
Okay, thank you very much. Honorable Zandamela?
Yeah, no, thanks, Chair. Partly covered by Honorable Mthethwa, and I think it's proper that if we can get details, some of the things that are not resolved. And perhaps there's few things, but that will deal with it when we engage on the report, that I still have to be clarified to the court. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Shai.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, I think in terms of your suggestion, I want to agree that firstly, we should allow the MEC to take us through. But also secondly, Chair, we also received this report or the presentation quite late as members. So we didn't necessarily have that luxury of time to thoroughly go through what has been said. So, Chair, I'm proposing we allow the MEP to take us through and we allow for one or two questions more broadly of clarity, especially in terms of what is being presented to us, because I have some concerns about the information that is being presented. And we have another session. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, yes. Honourable Martha Bartlett?
No, Chair, for the covered, I support this idea and also for follow-up meeting.
All right, thank you very much. Let me see from you, from your side, you are absolute number 84. It is 84 of what, of 95?
Yes, Chair, it's let me check. We are now moving to number yes, but 84, Chairperson.
Eleven slides. Yes. I suggest that let us allow the MEC to finish, and we are going to have to reconvene within the next week, because all of these issues are very much important. These are horror stories. These are deeper things that members of Parliament of this committee must be seized with. We must attend to all of these issues quite comprehensively. Now, my suggestion is that let the MEC finish. If there are gaps, we are going to identify them. But next week, on an urgency basis, even if it can be around this time in the evening, we are going to have to spend more time to deal with all these municipalities, because that's what we are getting here, these allegations. They are not only concerning, they've got to be dealt with quite appropriately. Now, all that I'm suggesting is that let us allow her to finish, fill up the gaps and indicate those areas that we need further information. And next week, we must call the MEC again to appear before this committee to engage with these municipalities one by one and crunch them quite properly so that we formulate clear recommendations about what needs to happen in respect of these municipalities, which were placed under Section 106 of the Municipal Systems Act in the Mpumalanga province. Yes, proceed, MEC. I got that guidance and I'm happy for your contributions, honorable members. You can proceed and finalize your presentation. Just take your time, because we are not going to engage with it comprehensively today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, for your guidance. It was also so difficult for me to jump some of the things that may be so important for the committee. Let me quickly go to allegation number 12, Chairperson, as indicated on the screen, about the abuse of regulation number 32 on the appointment of service providers, resulting in fictitious invoices being submitted without services being rendered, where councillors interfering with procurement processes, where some service providers have been procured directly by councillors. Chairperson, the findings was that we have noted the statement of the mayor indicating that electrification project of 3.5 million that was processed through Section 32 after permission was granted to the then acting municipal manager. This was to avert the situation whereby the municipality was going to lose grant if not used by the end of April. And that there is also no evidence that the project materialized, and therefore the allegation was not proven, and that the approval by the executive mayor for regulation 32 to be used to procure the service is a non-compliance with paragraph 117 of the Municipal Finance Management Act, and that Ms. Rampedi was negligent in seeking approval from the executive mayor instead of the supply chain unit. And that the letter was also written to, in terms of the progress, was written to the former executive mayor. And Executive Manager, Administration and Corporate Services, Ms. Rampedi. And also, Chairperson, that the matter is not yet resolved by the municipality. And on the following allegation, number 13, in terms of irregularly extension of contract of service provider, and that Matupunuka Trading CC was appointed by the director, by Dr. J.S. Moroka, local municipality, for a fixed term contract of 3 years from 24 May 2016 to the contract, for the contract amount of 10,978,608.06, and their contract expired on the 31st of May 2019. And that Ms. Rampedi, the former executive manager in corporate services, was the acting municipal manager from November 2018 to February 2019, and the ICT contract for Matupunuka was under the Department of Corporate Service, and that a letter was written to the former mayor, Councillor Turale Madileng, former executive manager, administration and corporate service, Ms. Rampedi, and also that the finding is not yet resolved. And that the contract Matupunuka is indicated as and when contract, but the assistant manager in ICT indicated to us that Matupunuka was always on site and they were paid a monthly fee of about 300,000 per month. And that Mr. Sindane indicated to us that in June 2019, after the contract of Matupunuka Trading CC has expired, Ms. Rampedi gave him the extension letter dated 21 January 2019 while she was an acting municipal manager. And that, according to Mr. Sindane, Mrs. Rampedi backdated the extension letter to the period where she was an acting municipal manager, and that was a fraudulent extension. And the letter was written to the former executive mayor, Councillor Turale Madileng, former executive manager, administration, corporate services, Ms. Rampedi. However, the finding is still not resolved, Chairperson. And on irregular appointment of two security companies currently contracted to municipality, the finding was that Matimpule Security Service and SIDA Security Service were appointed to provide physical security to the municipality, although only one tender was advertised in the newspaper. SIDA Security Service is not in the attendance register for the compulsory site meeting, which was held at Hampahla Community Hall on the 15th of October 2015, although the internal audit unit indicated in their pre-evaluation result of tender that CEDAS attended to the compulsory briefing. The pre-evaluation report of the internal audit unit has been signed by the chief audit executive of Dr. J.S. Moroka Local Municipality, Mr. Susiso Morare, and the letter was written to the former municipal manager, Mr. Gubega, MTG, and the matter is not yet resolved. And also on irregular appointment, yes, that one is continuing. The appointment of SIDA and Matimpule Security Services were irregular, since one tender was advertised, but two companies were appointed. SIDA Security is not in the register for compulsory tender briefing. Matipula Security Service didn't submit proof of municipal rate and account of company not owing more than 90 days. And the matter is still not yet resolved, it's a percent. Allegation on rating on the unspent municipal infrastructure grant and service delivery issues. The spending of infrastructure grant from July 2019 to December 2019 was zero, although the municipal manager indicated to us during our interview with him that it was at 9%. The letter was also written to Mr. Kubega, and the matter is not yet resolved, Chairperson. Allegation relating to submission of two different budget and IDP document, which is against the law, and irregular appointment of staff. On the 3rd of June 2019, the Council approved the final IDP review document 2019-2020 in terms of Section 25, Subsection 1 of the Municipal Systems Act of 2000 with the final review organizational structure, but the Municipal Manager failed to implement the resolution of the Council. Instead, he submitted his own organizational structure. The municipal manager appointed 45 employees at Dr. J.S. Moroka local municipality using organogram not approved by the council, and the finding is still not yet approved. However, the letter was written to the former municipal manager, Mr. Kubega. Reinstatement of an official without following recruitment and selection process. Ms. Pumzile Lilian Mlambo, the assistant manager HRD at Dr. J.S. Moroka local municipality, resigned from her position on the 20th of February 2019. On the 25th of 2019, Ms. Mlambo retracted her resignation, and there was no response from the municipality after her retraction. Although Ms. Mlambo retracted her resignation on the 25th of February, but she resigned her termination from the 28th of February 2019, which is administered by Sanlam. The reason for termination of service on the form is indicated as resignation, and the exit date is indicated as the 31st of March 2019. Mr. Kubega, the municipal manager, reappointed Ms. Mlambo without following proper processes as required by Section 83 of the Dr. J.S. Moroka Recruitment and 8.3 Recruitment and Selection Policy. The reappointment of Ms. Mlambo was therefore irregular. The matter still not yet resolved, and an amount of 40 million was spent on the construction of a fresh produce market, which to date remains incomplete. The contract for the TRO was terminated for non-performance, and according to Mr. Matabane from the consultant, the non-performance was intentionally on the side of the TRO because there were local community members who were demanding money from the director of the company, and the director of the company wanted to pull out of the project. And that another company called Riatlakhile was appointed at the budget of 14 million, according to Mr. Matabane. The scope of work was revised and more things were added. Riatlakhile was also terminated due to non-performance. But the non-performance on Riatlakhile was as a result of a cash flow problem because they were also funding other projects, according to Mr. Mr. Matabane. The letter was written also to Mr. Vega, and the municipality has not addressed the issue, and an amount of 18 million rands for drought relief project was provided to Dr. J.S. Moroka, but some boreholes were drilled in houses of employees and councillors of the municipality. Mr. Jeribongo Musa Zita indicated to us that he was appointed by Dr. J.S. Local municipality to drill and equip 10 bohol, and was allocated 10 million, and the total number of of boholes drilled by Tedugoma per the invoices provided are 14 and not 15, but the invoice submitted by Tedugoma to Mfondo Trading Services is for 15 boholes. We inspected the dry borehole at Babedi Farm on the 12th of March 2020, and it is located inside the cattle corral of Mr. L.E. Babedi, the former executive manager, technical at Dr. J.S. Moroka Municipality. The borehole is not working since no water was found and it was not equipped. Red letters were also written to Councillor Sekwala, Councillor Sekgalagala, and the former executive manager, Mr. Babedi. Mr. Babedi provided a response in relation to the matter. However, the matter still not yet resolved. Allegation number 20 is that the bidders of the project for the provision of internal audit services were awarded companies not recommended by the bid adjudication committee, the validity period of the bids. The minute of the bid adjudication committee indicated that the meeting was held on the 12th of September 2019, whereas the validity period of the contract ended on the 23rd of August 2019, and the municipal manager appointed the bidders on the 27th of September 2019 after expiry of the validity period for the bid. And there is no product provided, and the matter is not yet resolved. The last one, no price negotiations process undertaken for the project of water treatment chemicals. All bidders quoted different prices and the municipalities didn't apply paragraph 24, subsection 1 of the supply chain management policy of Dr. J.S. Moroka to negotiate the prices with the appointed bidders. And there is no progress that was submitted. The municipality has not yet resolved the progress. Thank you very much, Chairperson. That was the last municipality in terms of the findings that we have report in terms of the reports that we have received from the different municipalities, since the other three, the other one that I've mentioned is still on progress and will be presented to the new, after the new council has been established. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable MEC. As I pointed out, this presentation was very long, but very much important. And you did try your level best to ensure that you stick to the time and give us a very important information that this committee has got an obligation to interrogate, to follow, and ensure that it develops appropriate recommendations in terms of what needs to be done to deal with all these matters. As I pointed out, we, based on time and given the fact that this presentation didn't come on time, we are going to request that you be available sometimes next week, immediately after this meeting. I will talk to my team in order to set aside a day in which we are going, as a committee, going to fully and comprehensively engage with your presentation. But the point that members made is the fact that you need to fill up the gaps in some of the information that is outstanding, in terms of some of the information that is missing, to ensure that we get a better understanding of the situation in respect of those municipalities. But secondly, to indicate to us when we meet next time, when are we going to receive the outstanding reports from other municipalities, from all of the other municipalities, because we want to engage with all these municipalities. just as a chair of the committee, listening to what you're saying, some of these things are horror movies. They are scary. There are things that are very, very bad, and they speak to how municipalities have collapsed throughout the country, particularly by those who are responsible to ensure that they correct these things, they are authority, they provide leadership to our municipalities. And this that you have just presented to us does indicate that this is very, very bad, and it needs to be attended quite appropriately. I'm going to open the floor to members, if any one of honorable members want to say something. But at the end, I've got a proposal to make in respect of how we are going to deal with this particular issue. Over to you, honorable members. Let me hear from you. Are we in order? Are we in line? Is that okay? Over to you for your guidance. Yes, honorable Bartlett.
I think you can come up with the conclusion. We've already said after this meeting, we'll have a follow-up meeting.
Yes.
So I think you can come up with a proposal.
Yes. I think we've made some proposals about what needs to happen in respect of filling up the information, ensuring that the outstanding information is available. If members are satisfied, that is okay. But for me, honorable member, there is a question that I'm asking myself, and I want to pose it here. Whilst we are postponed,
Chair, there's a Honorable Fisher's hand is up.
Oh, honorable Silegu. Yes, over to you.
Now I say honorable Fisher's hand is up, Chair.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I'm sure I didn't see it. Honorable Fisher, over to you.
Not a problem, sir. Chair, the MEC must just give us clarification on everything that she says is resolved. How was it resolved? And that is unresolved, why is it not resolved yet? What was hampering or what is short of that? Because we cannot let it hang in the air like that. We may have to know the conclusion.
Okay. Yes, this is a question that she would have to answer. And honorable, let me see, you've heard that. We need that clarity in terms of identifying and isolating all the issues that were resolved per municipality and all the outstanding issues and the reasons, clear reasons, why are they still outstanding and not resolved. You may not answer that question now, but that question is very much important. It's at the crux of what we want to probe and want to follow up in relation to the municipalities that we presented. Honourable members, in the meantime, what do we do? MEC, that's my word on these matters.
Okay.
In your presentation, in respect of the municipalities, most of these allegations affect councillors and the most senior councillors in the municipalities. And clearly from the revelations of your investigations, the councillors are involved. Some of them are even interfering on the tender and adjudication matters. Some of them are even going to extent of appointing companies when they are not allowed to do that in terms of Section 117 of the Municipal Finance Management Act. They interfere in that respect. Some of them, according to these reports that we're presenting before us, have given their friends, their fiancés, their families, their kids, even bursaries. And for me, just looking at that, quite clear that is contrary to the law. What do we do? Some of these councillors are coming back, are not appointed as to serve their municipalities again. And one thing that I think this committee must do as part of its recommendations is to request you to go to court in order to stop the municipal pension office various pension funds from paying the pensions of some of the councillors in these municipalities, up until we get to the bottom of this. Because people act with impunity, they utilize the state's finances, the municipal finances, contrary to the law, and they do that, and no action is taken against them. And as part of our recommendations, and to show that we are serious about correcting the financial situation in our municipalities, we will have to at some point ask the courts to withhold their pensions, so that we must find ways of recovering the money that is meant for the people, that is meant for service delivery to the poorest of the poor, that we must stop them and recover those particular monies from them. Because and taking their pensions could be one of those. And this is something that I think when we discuss, we must consider doing and recommending that this has got to be done, so that we must stop all of these things perpetuated, especially by senior politicians in the municipalities. With that, honorable members, I think let's end the meeting here. On a note that we are going to meet next week. I'm sure this evening or tomorrow we will give you the details of our meeting, where we are going to deeply interrogate the issues that the MEC has raised to us, municipality per municipality, issue by issue, so that we get to the bottom of this. And I think in my respective view, this will go a long way in strengthening our work as a committee in respect of oversight role that we need to play. Because this time around, we should not let anybody to get away with it, especially those people who are investigated in terms of Section 106 of the Municipal Systems Act. And also in that respect, determine the role of the law enforcement agencies and you know, asking them questions about what do they do to expedite matters that are brought to their attention, because it is quite important to do so. With that, thank you very much, Honorable MEC and your team, for responding to our request in terms of sharing this information with us. As I indicated, we are going to request you again to appear in this committee so that we go deeper to the details about the presentation that you made today. With that, thank you very much, Honorable Members. The meeting stands adjourned until we meet again. I think our next meeting is on Friday, where in which we are engaging the KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Department on the same matters pertaining to Section 106 of the Municipal Systems Act. On that note, thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Chair.